if you look at life as everything's already happened and everything is repeating, and it is, you really, that's the only way to look at life and be in reality, because it's already happened. Traffic or whatever. So I was at the intersection at 8:10, people going downtown. I guess they start at 9. The traffic was crazy at 10 after 8. But about 7:50, the traffic's not crazy right there. So I already know when the best time to leave the house, you know. And so instead of getting frustrated or mad at something, just learn the patterns and work with it, you know. It's all a pattern. It literally is a repeat, seriously. Everything that you deal with, your digestive system, the way that you train your brain to think, other people you're around. That's why it's important to take a break from social media, you know? Because you're actually, what I'm seeing with the algorithms is they're learning what you like, right? The AI or whatever. And they're giving you extreme versions of it. So let's say you like to study quantum physics or the results of it or whatever. They're going to give you interviews where somebody's talking about quantum physics to the hilt, you know. Or let's say you watch something about some kind of math. That kind of math is going to be right in your face, you know. They're going to start sending you titles of videos and images that show that math and bizarre things about that math, you know. It could be the politics or the news or Trump, or they're going to show you the extremes, right? You can almost see who's going to win by whose name they put out there. There's two assassination attempts and both failed. And so his name is out there, right? I'm going down the highway. There's this big sign that says Trump. I don't see Kamala sign. I think we know who's going to win. I would be shocked if Kamala won. And you can look at her name. M-A-L is bad. Mal. I used to get these phone calls. It said, is Malcolm there? Malcolm. Bad, come your way. No, he's not here because I'm covered by the blood. Malcolm. They're always trying to send bad to your way with words. The Freemasons and the Jesuits. Kamala. Mao, Ka. I looked that word up, K-A, and I can't remember what it meant, but you can just holographically look up K-A and see what it means. So, I mean, nothing's a coincidence. Kamala versus Trump. Biden to abide. They had to put Biden in office because he had served so long that was his dream, you know. They're all buddies and they're going to put each other in office if that's their dream, you know. And the CIA and the FBI and all these people, they're going to put in office who they want in the office for whatever purpose they have. It's all a devil system anyway. And speaking of the system, the painted face system is a machine designed to keep you in delusions, to worship humans or human creations or human activity. They want you worshiping the human or the creation. And you will be disappointed. If you worship the natural, you will be disappointed. And speaking of that, how many people really got born again? I haven't seen many people get born again. You must be born again. You had a natural birth, you need a spiritual birth. It only makes sense, people. The allegory is all right in your face. If you had a natural birth from your mama, then you got to have a spiritual birth from Mother Earth to the spirit realm. Mother Earth is birthing in spirit babies. But most people don't see it. The earth groans, waiting for the sons of God to appear. The woman has birthing pains till that baby appears. The earth has birthing pains till the sons of God appear on the scene. The earth is birthing out through the machine. Around and around and around we go. Nothing new under the sun. It's repeating. Yes, you must be born again by the word of God. But the cycles, what pushes you to the Bible? What pushes you to the truth? What pushes you to Jesus? What pushes you to seek God? What pushes you? The cycles, the groanings of the earth repeat. It's pushing you. The universe is just cycling. And the cycles, the monthly cycles, weekly, daily, time, everything is a cycle to birth you from the natural to the spiritual, the natural mind to the spirit mind. You must be born again. Yes, you need the seed of the word. You need something outside the machine. Just like the woman can't have a baby by herself, she has to have seed from outside. And so the seed of the word of God is outside of the natural. The words that you speak, they're spirit. So the spirit is birthing in sons of God. So the seed of the word of God, Jesus is the word, the logos. He spoke it all into existence. His word, the truth, received what's outside of the material, the Holy Spirit. You got to receive. The woman had to receive seed, right, to birth that, to get a conception. You got to receive the Holy Spirit to have a conception in your heart, the womb of your heart. It's a parallel that is so obvious that if you're a preacher and you can't see it, something wrong with you. It's a parallel so obvious that a child could grasp it. If you say to a child, the man and the woman have a baby together, right? Yeah. Well, how can the earth produce a baby? It needs another party involved, right? If there's a man and woman having a baby, the earth, mother, that's why they call it Mother Earth. That's not the reason really. So the baby's born and is getting milk from the mama. You're born in the natural, you're getting milk and honey and food and fruit and from the Mother Earth to eat. So you're eating in the natural, but you need something in the spiritual to be born spiritually. And something in the spiritual to be born spiritually is the truth about Jesus, God's word. You got to be born again, people. can only be born if there's a seed outside the system. The woman can't have a baby unless there's a seed outside of her system. It's obvious. Think about it. I just feel like something clicked in somebody's mind. The woman can't have a natural baby without the seed of the man. So Mother Earth is birthing natural creatures, but to have spiritual creatures, the preaching of the word has to happen. The seed of the word has to happen to birth in spiritual babies down here. And then you go through the cycle birthing. Not only are you going through the cycle birthing to become an adult down here, you go through the cycle birthing spiritually. Once you get saved, you just keep seeing the repeat all over and over and over. The holographic fractal truth you won't hear probably anywhere else like you hear it here. And so it's like, just like John the Baptist or whoever, one crying in the wilderness, whoever that was, I think it was John the Baptist. Are you the one? Are you the one we've been looking for? No, I'm one crying in the wilderness. We all should be crying in the wilderness saying, believe on Jesus. Jesus alone saves. There's only one way to God, that's through Christ alone. There has to be two parties, the man and the woman, to make a baby. There has to be two parties for a spiritual birth. The earth plane, the womb of your heart, the natural beings and the supernatural beings. The power and the weaker. The power and the weaker. And the weaker vessels always submitting to the higher. Just like there has to be a teacher and a student. Just like there has to be a boss and an employee. Just like there has to be a parent and a child. Just like there has to be a car and a driver. If you stay single long enough, you'll see a pattern that if you stay single long enough, the women just appear out of nowhere. They're looking for a husband and they just appear and trying to knock, you know, whether it's offline, online, whatever. They're looking for a man. They won't ever say it, but you can see what they're doing. Because the system's trying to balance itself. If you're a young man saying you want a wife, just set your mind on your goal, your vision, and the woman will appear. Because the woman wants the man. The woman needs the man more than the man needs the woman. If you start to realize that, and you know it's true because the earth plane is falling, is bankrupt. The woman needs the man more than the man needs the woman. If you're a young man, just do your vision, pray about it, she'll appear on the scene. Just like the earth plane can't survive without the spirit plane, because everything in the earth plane is a shadow of the spiritual. Everything happening in the earth plane, Mother Earth, is a type and a shadow of the spiritual. So the earth plane, the natural plane, is being drawn back to God. It's built into them. There's a void in the human. There's a God void drawing you back to God. And most people, instead of running to God, they run to the devil or run to the... they're trying to get their identity in something down here. Why is there such a thing as a magnet? The magnet, you break it in, you just take a magnet and you break it and it's drawn back to itself. You throw a boomerang and it comes back. you stand on a mountain and yell and the echo comes back. The farmer throws the seed and the watermelon seed comes back is a form of a watermelon. Everything you throw out comes back. It's built into the system to have a ricochet or a magnet or a reflection or whatever word you want to call it. It's built into the system. Because it's the pattern, it's the overarching pattern. You start there and you'll solve all mysteries.